Oh, it's you. Oh, I haven't seen you in such a long time. How have you been? Oh, I'm really glad to hear it. All the other boys are upstairs already. You're the last one here. You know, it's funny seeing you all here like this again. It's like when you boys were back in high school. It's really lovely that you planned this reunion, you know? It's so nice to see so many friendly, familiar faces again. It's too bad all of you moved away and went to college and got on with your lives. At least you all stayed in touch. And I suppose that's what people do, isn't it? Come on, please come in. You know where his old room is, don't you? Right. That's right, up the stairs and to the left. It's so cute seeing you all coming for a sleepover. Go on, up you go. They're expecting you. Oh, sorry, you startled me. It's so late, I wasn't expecting anyone else to be up. I just couldn't sleep. You know, sleep doesn't come easy these days, now that I'm getting older. You're too kind. You really are sweet. I suppose I, well, did have my kids when I was young, so I'm not that old, but you know. We all get older in age, don't we? I mean, look at you. The last time I saw you, you were a pimply teenager. Now you've grown into, well, a very handsome young man, if I do say so. I bet you're popular with all the girls, aren't you? They're probably clawing their way to get to you, aren't they? Oh, come on, don't be humble. There's no way. Oh, if I had met you when I was back in my prime, I would have been all over you. Really, I'm honest. It's okay. I might be your friend's mum, but well, you're all grown up now, aren't you? Really, I was so surprised when you came to the door earlier. I can't believe how much you've grown. I think you're just being humble about being popular with the ladies. Oh, no, don't say that. What's wrong? You can tell me, you know. What? You're still a virgin. Oh, darling, don't worry about that. There's no shame in it, really. I mean, I was quite wild in my youth, but, well, there's no shame in not ever having had a partner either. Maybe you just need someone that's a bit more experienced to help show you the ropes. And help you get comfortable with doing that sort of thing. You're too sweet. I mean, I suppose I could help you with that. After all, I think everyone else is asleep, so we have some time together here now. If you want me to help you. I might be your friend's mother, but it may actually shock you to find out that I am also a person. I think we get very caught up in our roles sometimes, don't we? Sometimes we forget that the other is just a person with desires and needs, just like us. Come here. Yeah, I'll sit up on the kitchen. Don't be shy. Give me your hands. Let me undo my dressing gown. While I am naked underneath. You know, it's not supposed to be healthy to sleep in clothes. I gave up on pajamas. Very long time ago. Yeah, give me your hand. Come closer. Stand up against the counter. I'll spread my legs and make more space for you. Oh, sorry, dear. Of my ex-husband. God, he never fucked me this good. Oh God, I have to be quiet. I want you to destroy me. Your cock's so fucking beautiful. My ex-husband, I could barely even feel him. But you hit all the right places. I want you to turn me around and bend me over this kitchen bench. And I want you to shove your cock as far into my ass as you can. Fuck my ass hard until my tight little hole.